Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Just a couple of years ago, Jaguar White was a name in showbiz that had been mostly lost in time. But now, her name is on everyone's lips because she can't stop producing dirt on some of the biggest stars in hip-hop. In fact, it's now at a point where she's making so many wild claims that some of them don't even hit the gossip pages anymore.
Takeoff's death wasn't nothing but a corporate hostile takeover using his life as the god. Oh my god.
That boy died so they could cash in a motherfucking insurance policy and to cover up the fact that Roc Nation was ripping Megan away from 300. I guess nobody's paying attention to the fact that complete control of Megan Thee Stallion's career was taken over right after Takeoff died, and the Prince family were forced to leverage and let her go, even though they did not want to.
As news of some of her biggest, most famous targets getting hit with legal drama emerged, Jaguar's word began to spread. And with it, some have begun to see her as a beacon of truth in a world of lies. But it's fair to say that while some of it might hold weight these days, other incidents have people wondering if she can really be seen as a credible source of info, or if she's just another loose cannon who's unadvisedly found a platform on the internet. And as time goes on, people are starting to wonder if she's been exploited by the same people who she thinks are helping her to get the truth out there. In recent times, Jaguar has picked up some major steam online, but not for her past as a neo-soul singer. Instead, she has rebranded herself as a self-proclaimed whistleblower, exposing what she claims are the dark secrets of the music industry. In particular, she's been going at Diddy and Jay-Z and basically claiming that they are the two most abusive monsters in the industry. Beginning on IG Live before transitioning to interviews with outlets like Real Life TV, Jaguar has spent years depicting the two as a pair of evildoers. She initially targeted Diddy, accusing him of engaging in disturbing activities and dragging others along in his ruthless rise from Uptown Records to leading Bad Boy Records.
I was thinking to myself the other day, Uptown Records started with 5 people. Andre Harrell, I'll Be Sure, Heavy D, and Puffy. And Kim was the longest working employee because she was there from the very beginning. She was Andre's personal assistant. Mm. Kim is dead. Heavy D is dead. Andre Harrell is dead. The only two left are Puffy and Al, and Al almost died. Isn't that interesting?
Along the way, she even sought to expose the root of his abusive nature, blaming the legendary music producer Clive Davis for creating a pattern of behavior that led Diddy to where he is today.
Ain't nobody looking at how Puff positioned himself. There was a wall of protection and talent and brilliance around him. Nobody had to look at him for real, for real. And the truth is nobody did. Everybody laughed and joked about him dancing like a fucking idiot in all them damn videos. Twirling around in circles and shit. This nigga been wild, like, you know? So I'm just saying, they didn't know. And he wasn't telling them. They just know he got the budget. He go to LA, he talk to Clive, he come back with the bread. Apparently, he has this man's confidence. Yeah, I'm sure that man was very confident with his penis in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Clive is a whole freak.
Clive put him on to all
I
this.
Know. Clive, that's what he do. Queen Clive, long may she reign. In hell, don't nobody want to talk about why R. Kelly's bus was parked in Clive Davis's driveway, why his tour bus was parked in Clive Davis's driveway at the house where the shit went down between Chris and Rihanna. Don't nobody want to talk about why it was filled with video girls who were being trafficked. And he was never questioned by Me Too. Why ain't nobody from Me Too saying anything?
Other times, Jay-Z is the one that she's had major beef with her claiming that he is every bit as evil as Diddy is now being portrayed as. And while she speaks on behalf of Diddy's victims from an outside perspective, her claims against Hove are more personalized as she claims that she suffered at his hands.
Joel Carter is just as bad as the diddler. And I know that for a fact. I got the scars to prove it. I want to know what a box cutter feels like going into your skin and ripping you?
tell you how it feels. Y'all ain't seen shit yet. That Cassie shit, that's nothing.
So are you trying to say like Jay-Z put hands on you?
I'm saying Sean Carter remembers everything he did to me, and he's got it on tape, just like Diddy. It's gonna be the woman that give him in the end.
As the subject of Diddy's behavior went from seedy industry secrets to become more mainstream, people began to look at her in a whole new light. It's crazy how no one cared when she came out with this originally. She talked about people coming for her, trying to take her out. To think that everyone laughed at her and came down and said that she was crazy and jealous because she didn't succeed as she wanted. This woman has been telling us the truth for years. With demand for dirt on Diddy developing, Jaguar was then called upon by major media figures like Piers Morgan to discuss the issue. And soon, she would prove that she was too much for them by going off script.
Why there's no vindication for me? Because for 4 years, I've been screaming, not just Diddy, but Diddy and Jay-Z are monsters. And the victim-making machine kept going on. Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Robert Kelly, Sean Combs have one person in common, professionally and privately. Sean Carter. I have 3 victims right now who are willing to give testimony about not only what Mr. Carter has done to them, but his wife as well.
Suddenly, Piers Morgan found himself forced to apologize on her behalf, while Jay-Z's lawyers demanded the interview to be taken down, ironically censoring a show that calls itself Uncensored.
Well, Jaguar Wright unexpectedly made several serious allegations about Jay-Z and Beyoncé during that interview. As I said in the moment, they were not present to respond or defend themselves, but now they have. Their lawyers contacted us to say that those claims were totally false and have no basis in fact, and we've therefore complied with the legal request to cut them from the original interview. Editing interviews is not something we do lightly at a show called Uncensored, but like the proverbial cries of fire in a crowded theatre, there are legal limits on us too. And we apologise to Jay-Z and Beyoncé.
Since then, people have began questioning not just Jaguar's claims, but also her controversial past. Many have debated whether it's responsible to give her a platform, and whether she's ever had the kind of influence she claims is enough to gain access to the music industry's elite. Jaguar Wright is obviously, visibly not well. Documented crisis and breaks. She's being exploited. Also, she wasn't in no rooms, ain't nobody's inner circle, and is making up most of what she says. She's even gotten details of even partially factual stuff wrong, going all the way back to when she was talking about how Uptown started. But more importantly, honestly, she's not okay. Meanwhile, her supporters would suggest that quotes like this from Naima Cochran, a famed music writer, are just another example of people trying to stifle the truth. With Jaguar's name getting dragged through mud in some circles and celebrated in others, and did she ever really have the access to the famous faces that she claims to have so much secretive information on? In order to answer these questions, we need to take a look at her actual resume. Born in New Jersey but raised in Philly, Jaguar was a singer with a powerful voice who found herself working with some of the biggest names in hip-hop. And long before she ever made accusations against Jay, they actually worked together. For starters, she provided the iconic vocals for numerous songs for Hov's iconic MTV Unplugged. When she wasn't working with Jay, she also collabed with people like The Roots, Blackalicious, and Bilal before Jag, who is also the cousin of Erykah Badu, signed a deal with MCA. Released in 1992, her debut album Denials, Delusions, and Decisions came afterwards, peaking at number 56 on the charts. Meanwhile, she and Jay were seen together as late as 2004, when she appeared at the second anniversary party for his 44 Club in New York. But shortly after this, things began to go off the rails for Wright. After dropping her second album record in 2005 to much less impressive numbers, the singer has since then only turned in guest appearances from time to time, alongside the occasional single. Now left with a career that's been in a major slump for years, Jag's name only resurfaces when she aims to expose what she claims is the corruption within the music industry. At times, this crusade has even led her to target some of the very stars that she once worked with. This era for Jag really began in 2020, where she made a series of accusations against people that were once in her crew. At one time, Jag was a member of the Soloquarians Collective, a group of creatively driven artists who focused on providing a new flavor to hip-hop and R&B by offering a fresh, soulful alternative to the gangster rap that was dominating the mainstream. But according to Jag, the same type of exploitation and corruption that she accused the industry elites of was just as prevalent within her own circles, including her former collaborators in The Root. In an explosive allegation, Wright claimed that the members of the Philly group used to help none other than R. Kelly get his mitts on underage individuals, or at the very least, turn a blind eye.
Look at R. Kelly. Look at fucking R. Kelly. The Roots was around when that nigga was in the A room, sending his driver off to go get girls. From what was the middle school? What was that? I know they picked up girls from Martin Luther King. They picked up girls from Gratz. And they picked up girls from, what was the damn junior high? No, they picked up girls from BAC, from the bad girls school up Allegheny. They brought them to the studio. They brought them to Larry Gold's studio. Everybody knew what the fuck was going on in that room. And I was told to mind my motherfucking business if I wanted to keep my career. A member of the Roots told me that that ain't none of your business. That man makes people millionaires. Thirsty bitches. I'ma tell y'all why I never stunted on this music shit for real.
Considering that the Roots are supposed to be a conscious rap group, this kind of allegation could ruin their entire image. But like many of the people that she's accused of heinous crimes, they've pretty much shrugged it off. The only time that they seem to have even hinted at the claims came when Questlove delivered a DJ set online just days after she made her claims, and seemed to subtly and creatively shade his former friend via music. Unfortunately for Jaguar and her supporters, this is generally how most of her claims are met. Because no matter what she says, there's a lingering sense that she isn't a credible witness. It happened again when she made allegations against fellow Soulquarian and former boyfriend, Common. Back in the day, Jag and the Chi-Town rapper were together, and in a claim that could potentially damage Common's relatively squeaky clean image for a rapper, she said that he moved real shiftily at times.
Goddamn Common, next thing I know, we go to bed, he like, oh, come on, Jag, no, I'm tired, nigga, I was on the stage all night, I wanna lay down. I'ma lay down in the bed, I lay down with my clothes on. You know what I mean? I'm a survivor. I know how to buy myself a little time, you know what I mean? Just in case a nigga try to get out of hand. You gotta pull my pants down. By the time you get my pants down, I promise you, I'm hooking off in your jaw. That's how I grew up. The next thing I wake up this morning, I feel something poking in my face, right? And it's just poking in my face. And I'm like, what the f-? And I'm like, and I open my mouth. This nigga trying to stick his mouth while I'm asleep. Lonnie f-ing Lynn, Rashid, Common, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. That's why I stopped with him.
As usual, these claims caused a bit of ruckus online initially, but Common soon clapped back. Where Questlove looked to discredit her, the former Good Music artist responded with a lot of empathy and concern for Jag.
Let me say this. Man, God bless Jaguar. I really don't have any negative thoughts towards her. I was for surely disappointed and hurt when she said what she said about me because it wasn't true. And I know people that have experienced sexual assault, and that's not anything that just say if it's not true, but I also just understand that she may be going through some things that I don't understand. So in all truth, I went through like different emotions. I was like, man, why is she saying this? This is like not true. Why? Like, how is this gonna affect me?
Since then, she has slightly shifted her narrative about Common. However, her claims remain just as accusatory, particularly when it comes to his personal life.
Which is why I broke it off with Common, because I was about to get my shot and I didn't want anybody giving him credit for my work. So it was kind of greasy for Talib to slide in after Common. But I mean, I just wish Lonnie would tell the truth. You're bisexual. Clearly you don't love black women because all you do is abuse them socially, always clout chasing off of women. Like, come on, what makes him a relevant rapper anymore? Who really gives a shit? We already got one dookie hole brother out there, you know, doing what he's doing. We got Will Smith out there. We don't need Common anymore.
Despite everything she said about him, his sexuality, and his true nature behind the scenes, Common seemed more concerned about her getting help than anything else. And whether or not you think that's a diversion, the point remains that when it comes to Jaguar, her perceptive instability is what prevents people from taking her seriously. Across her interviews and in very public outbursts, Jaguar has made it fairly clear that she is unfortunately a woman who is reckoning with extreme trauma. In one of her most infamous incidents, she was seen getting into an altercation at a garage before pouring her late son's ashes all over her.
Oh my son. They're all dead.
Even the tragic passing of her son is shrouded in controversy. In several conversations, she has alleged that his death was orchestrated as a sacrifice meant to send her a message when he refused to betray her. According to her claims, Jay-Z's Roc Nation was once again implicated in the situation.
Your son, he died because of your
He was
liquor.
Targeted because he's my son. He was working on his EP. I bought Dalladelphia for him so he didn't have to sign to a company because I knew what it was going to do. He interned at Roc Nation and they approached him to sacrifice me. He got caught up in a case. He went into the system. And then when he got out and got to the halfway house, I moved us here. I saw his death when he was 19. I moved us here to stop it, to avoid it. And it happened anyway.
Following Giovanni's death in 2018 from a gunshot wound in Arlington, Texas, Jaguar began to emerge. And according to her, this is no coincidence. And it's what set her on the path she's on now.
His death is why I do what I do.
When you see Jaguar talk about what happened to her firstborn, it's clear that it still haunts her on a daily basis and was the catalyst for her decision to hold the industry to account. While one of her children is often cited as the reason she risked her reputation and possibly even her life to share her truth, another of her children has dismissed her allegations, calling them the desperate words of a fading star trying to hold onto the spotlight. During an interview with Tasha K, Jaguar's son, Sam Odom Jr., claimed it was a ploy to raise her profile and bring her back to prominence.
As they say, hate the sin, not the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
And over this year and a half, I realized all the wrongs that my mother has struck upon me and has tried to do with me. To an all-encompassing degree, she's attempted to use me as a pawn, a weapon and shield against those whom she hates, including her own family, for her own purposes, to manifest her ideal reality into real life. And that is to be the hit star that she never was.
Oh.
Or at least the hit star that she tried to be, but was stolen away from her when those in a higher position used her as a sacrifice.
Now, in all fairness, people are willing to discredit this too on the grounds that he seems as unhinged as her, if not more. But whether or not you take what he says at face value, it ultimately represents something dark in that if you can find someone willing to speak that badly about their mother like that on a major platform, there must be some bad blood there. And when you couple it with everyone else weighing in to take aim at her, then it doesn't exactly do wonders for her attempts to be taken seriously as the person shining the light on the darkness of the industry. As Jaguar has become more and more prominent, it has become increasingly common for others to try and give the public some perspective on whether or not she should be taken seriously. Following her appearance on Piers Morgan, Ray J jumped into the conversation to say that if she had something to say, it should have been done on a platform that was for the culture. Instead, she was just clout chasing to garner fame of her own.
People were listening. You got our attention. Is what you're saying true? Because this shit is outrageous. But I came to the conclusion that once I seen a story about me and what you had to say about me and situations in my past, that is where I started to understand that you are totally fabricating stories and you are a complete liar. So now I'm gonna go further. How dare you disrespect Jay-Z and Beyonce? Jay-Z is an OG. Don't ever disrespect Beyonce, because now that you're lying on me, and I know for sure that all the shit you're saying is a lie. And I'm not talking about me, because I don't give a fuck about what you said about me, because that's nonsense. What I do care, you talking about Beyonce. I don't like when people talk about Beyonce.
For some, however, Ray J's public dismissal of her had the opposite effect. Instead of discrediting her, it made her claim seem even more believable. But for others, it highlighted a double standard at the heart of the reporting around Jaguar. Because if she can make claims without any hard evidence, surely they can do the same in response. So what I'm getting from this is that Jag can say all the BS she wants, but when someone calls her BS a lie, they are not credible? Yep, pretty much. Where platforms like Real Life TV are making bank by getting Jaguar on screens whenever possible, there are other content creators who've gone out of their way to clarify that they would never work with her. After she produced an apparent screenshot of Vlad asking her for an interview, DJ Vlad issued a statement to say that not only would he not work with her, but that he feels uneasy about anyone who would do so. Jaguar Wright has never been invited to do an interview, and she never will be. This is someone who seems to be suffering from mental illness. Anyone who interviews her is taking advantage of a mentally disabled person for views. These days, Vlad isn't the only one in the media space who's speaking out against her either. After she began alleging that he was secretly gay and had been involved with Diddy's longtime friend Stevie J, Joe Budden also stepped in to share his thoughts on the matter.
What did Joe do?
I think he should come out of the closet.
Hey, Joe is not gay.
Honey. He's a Diddy doo-wop-wop.
So what you trying to say, Jared?
What I'm trying to say is when is his tape with Stevie J going to come out?
In the aftermath of these comments, Joe explained that he felt she was just trying to recreate the level of notoriety that her claims against Diddy brought her, even if there was no validity to them anymore.
She's grabbing the salacious and very obvious headlines and expounding on them with shit. And again, I'm only saying this because I heard her say out of her mouth that she saw a video of Stevie J and Joe Budden. So I know, I can say with 100% certainty, that this lady just be saying shit to add to the luster of whatever she's saying.
He wasn't alone in this view either, because for plenty of social media users, they felt that being right about one individual wasn't enough for everything she says to be respected. She also said that Lauren London was an American Idol contestant who set up Nipsey Hussle to be murked. When this whole saga began, Jaguar Wright seemed to be a woman with a singular cause. And at the beginning, she acted like Hov and Diddy were the ones she wanted.
That's always been my focus. They're one and the same. Tell me something. When you have a peanut butter jelly sandwich, if it's just peanut butter, it's just peanut butter. If it's just jelly, it's jelly. When you put it together, it becomes a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and the taste is undeniable.
But now that she's got an audience, it feels like she won't let up, and the net is getting wider to incorporate everyone, from Alicia Keys to Mary J. Blige and even supermodels.
You want
to
know what's funny, though?
Yeah. Naomi Campbell is finally being pressed.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all ain't hurt. Y'all ain't
Cruella DeVille is finally being checked.
Hey, I've seen something on that.
Listen to me, any woman that Mike Tyson has to put a restraining order on needs to be checked.
Give me specs. Oh wait, hold on, wait.
I keep telling everybody, Gita Ghislaine Ghislaine. I'm still trying to figure out how she pulled that off. Where she was able to get a white woman to go to jail for. I'm still
question. That is the question.
That's a bad motherfucker.
That is the question.
As the need to keep feeding the demand for content and remain relevant intensifies, things just keep getting wilder to the point that she's even accusing her fellow critics of Diddy and Hov of just being as devious as them, including none other than 50 Cent.
50 Cent is trying to take down Diddy.
No, he's trying to move Diddy and Jay-Z out the way so he can run it. And the truth is, I ain't mad at him. I just don't trust him. Because the truth is, he would just be another kind of monster in another kind of way. He don't want things to change. He just want to be the one that's running it. See? Easiest thing to do is to take your enemy's feet and hold them to the fire for things you know that they won't admit.
Where it once seemed like she was on a crusade to bring two people down, Jaguar is now functioning more like a content creator and speaking on issues that are way beyond her grasp. More recently, the death of Liam Payne, which she again tried to link back to Puff.
But the thing is, they say he went on his own. But there's two other things that I considered as I speculate. This is all my speculation. None of this is true yet. But what if somebody told him he had to jump off? What if he would have rather jumped than be pow-pow, you know? Or maybe imminent danger was there. And
it's
that
alleged that
only escape.
With Jaguar now being known more as a conspiracy theorist, it looks like she'll never be known as anything else by the vast majority of the world today. As while they tune in to see her dish dirt on the latest celebrity in her crosshairs, it has completely overshadowed her talent as an artist. I'm just irritated that I've never heard of her before the expose videos. She has a beautiful voice. Whether she's telling the truth, is making it all up, or the truth lies somewhere in between, it's obvious that Jaguar's legacy is one that is much different than what she set out to have. And now, it looks like it's going to define her. But whether that's a bold woman exposing hip-hop's ills, or an unstable individual who doesn't deserve to be taken seriously, depends on how you personally feel. But as has become clear, most of those in the industry, and even some of her own flesh and blood, think that she's lost her mind, or is clout chasing in hopes of reviving a non-existent career.